Amen. 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 Thank you, prophetess. So we have our youth pastor, Elder A.V., delivering the word this morning. He's an anointed vessel of God and is so proud to serve the Lord along with him. And it's just an honor and privilege to bring him forth. He's a youth pastor of New Life Ministries. So he's our preacher for this morning. God bless you, Elder A.V.
Amen. Good morning and praise the Lord to everyone. Amen. I just thank God even for another day that the Lord allows us to see. Amen. And we just thank God for this brand new day that the Lord has blessed us and allowed us to come together. Amen. And just to study, hear his word. Amen. To fellowship together. Amen. I just thank God. Amen. Let me go into a word of prayer first. Father, we just thank you, God, for this day. Father, we thank you, God, for all that you are. You are the one true and living God, and we say thank you, and we praise you on this morning, Father. All glory belongs to you. Father, we thank you, God, for sitting high and looking low, Father. We thank you, God, that you are near us, oh God. You said that you'll never leave us, neither will you forsake us. And we thank you, God, for the new mercies we found on this morning. Father, we praise you on today, oh God, for you are worthy of all the praise, Father, from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same. Your name is to be praised. Father, we thank you, oh God, that we were able to open our eyes on today, oh God, to behold your marvelous works. Father, we thank you, God, for the use and activity of our limbs, Father. We thank you, God, for a sound mind on today, Father. I got a mind to want to come and hear your word, Father. A mind, oh God, to want to praise you, oh God. A mind to want to lift you up, Father. We say thank you on today, God. Father, we thank you, God, for the voice, oh God, that you have given us, oh God, to declare your glory, oh God, to make known your deeds among the people, Father. And we thank you, oh God, for the breath in our bodies, oh God. For you said in your word, let everything that have breath praise your name, oh God. And we say thank you, oh God. We worship you on this morning, Father. We thank you, God, for each and every one, oh God, that has gathered, oh God, to hear your word, oh God, gathered to worship you and to praise you in spirit and in truth. And Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, that as you speak to us on this morning, Father, we pray, God, that you would help our minds, oh God, touch our minds, oh God, touch our hearts to receive your word on this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, let your word, Father, encourage, oh God, let your word strengthen, Father. Father, let your word, oh God, comfort on today. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, there's nothing too hard for you, oh God. And we know, oh God, that everything, oh God, will fade away, oh God, everything will go down, oh God, but your word shall stand forever. And we thank you on today, oh God, for the power that's in your word, oh God. And we pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, that wherever your word will go on today, oh God, wherever your word reaches on today, oh God, Father, we thank you, oh God, that it will accomplish, oh God, what you sent for, oh God, for it to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we love you. We thank you on today, oh God. Father, move anything, oh God, that will hinder us from receiving your word. Father, move anything, oh God, that will try to take our attention off of you, oh God. Move anything, oh God, that will try to snatch your word from us, oh God. Father, let your seed fall on good soil on this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I pray, God, that you would fill me with your spirit, oh God. Shower down your anointing, oh God. Oh God, that every word that is spoken, oh God, that yokes will be destroyed, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will be lifted up in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I ask that you will move anything in me right now that will hinder your spirit, oh God. Move anything, oh God. Oh God, that would try to steal your glory, Father. Move anything, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that will hinder you on this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, do what you see fit needs to be done. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for it even now, oh God, and we say yes. Yes to your will, oh God, and yes to your way. And God, we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We thank God. Amen for being together one more time. Excuse me. Amen. We just thank God for, amen, for each and everyone. Amen. Joining us on this morning. Amen. We give honor, amen, to our pastor. Amen. Our Pastor Sawyer, amen. We thank God for her. I want to say happy Mother's Day to my mommy. Amen on today. Amen. We thank God for her. Amen. We thank God for all that the Lord is doing in her and through her. Amen. And that's the reason why we're all here on today. We thank God. Amen. For all the mothers on the line on this morning, we thank God for, amen. I want to say happy Mother's Day to both my grandmothers on this morning. Amen. Not everybody could say that. Amen. But I have both my grandmothers on the line on this morning. So I would say happy Mother's Day to them. Amen. It's a blessing. Amen. To be able to see their face. Amen. To hear their voices. Amen. And happy Mother's Day. Amen. To the mother. Amen. Of my two children. Amen. Amen. My wife's sister. So amen. Thank God for her. Amen. That the Lord blessed me. Amen. With a good thing. Amen. The scripture says, blessed is a man that findeth the wife findeth a good thing. Amen. And obtaineth favor from the Lord. Amen. So I thank God for her. Amen. And her saying yes. Amen. She didn't have to say yes. Amen. When I asked her to marry me, but I thank God that she said yes. Amen. And not only that, amen, but she allowed me, amen, to be a father, amen. So I thank God for her on today. Happy Mother's Day to you, amen. Happy Mother's Day, amen, to my sister, amen, Sister Abram, amen, my big sister, amen. You know, sometimes it looked like the other way, amen, but that is my older, my big sister, amen. Amen. But we thank God, amen, for her. And to all, amen, to all my aunts, amen, on the line on this morning, amen. Happy Mother's Day to all of you, all everyone, amen, to all of you guys, amen. It's just a blessing. Amen. Just to be, amen, to be in that position. Amen. I don't take it lightly. Amen. And I don't know what the world, amen, is trying to do. Amen. They're trying to undo what God has done. Amen. Trying to mix the roles. Amen. Trying to erase, amen, male and female. Amen. Husband, amen, and wife. Amen. Father and mother. Amen. But what God has set forth, amen, you just can't do away with. And when you try to do away with it, amen, it just don't work out right. Amen. But I thank God, amen, for all the women, amen, that don't, amen, mind being women. Amen. I thank God for those, amen, mothers that don't mind being mothers. Amen. Be who you are, amen, what God created you to be, amen, because it is certainly needed. Amen. There's so many people out there, amen, that can attest to the fact, amen, that mothers, amen, are needed, amen, fathers are needed, amen. So we need to be, amen, our God-given roles, amen. So we just thank God, amen, for each and every one, amen. And I ask that you just pray with me and pray for me, amen. I'm, amen, toiling all night, amen, trying to get this word, and it seems like all these glitches just started happening, amen, but amen. Whatever the Lord got me to get down, amen, I got down. I was going to give you what the Lord gave me. And I just believe that God is going to bless us, amen, on this morning. Amen. Through his word. We're going to be coming from the book of 2 Kings. Amen. Chapter 4. 2 Kings chapter 4. Excuse me. Amen. Thank God, amen, for, amen, on this week, touching my daughter's bodies, amen, and my wife, amen, all three of them. Amen. We're under the weather, amen, but God brought them out, amen. So we just thank God, amen, on today for being a healer, amen. 2 Kings chapter 4, amen. I'm going to be skipping around, amen, reading a few passages of verses, amen. So I'll let you know which verses I'm going to be reading, amen. So I was asking the Lord, amen, seeking the Lord on what he wanted us to receive, amen, on this morning, amen. And I know I think I shared it with my wife. I'll just share with the Lord. I know with him, amen. I just feel kind of funny sometimes, amen, speaking on Mother's Day, being a man. I'm like, oh Lord, you got to give me something to at least encourage the women, amen. But the word of God, if the word of God don't encourage you, amen, I don't know what else will, amen. So I just thank God, amen, for the word that he gave for me to share, amen, on this morning. I just believe that it's going to be a blessing, amen, not only to the mothers on this morning, amen, but to everyone. Amen. Amen. I'm going to be reading 2 Kings chapter 4. Amen. I'll be reading verses 1 through 7. Then I'm going to skip down and read verses 8 through 21. And then I'm going to skip down and read verses 32 through 37. Amen. So when I get to those passages, I'll let you know what verses I'm going to. But first, we're going to start at 2 Kings chapter 4. Verses 1 through 7, amen, and I'm reading it from, amen, the King James Version. Amen, 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 1 through 7, it says, "Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets, amen, unto Elisha, saying, Thy servant, my husband, is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. And the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? She said, thy handmaid has not anything in the house save a pot of oil. Then he said, go, borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shalt pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more, and the oil stayed. And she came and told the man of God, and he said, go, sell the oil, and pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest. Amen. Verses 8 through 21. And it fell on a day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as oft as he passed by, he turned in thither to eat bread. And she said unto her husband, behold, now I perceive that this is an holy man of God, which passes by us continually. Let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed and a table and a stool and a candlestick. And it shall be when he cometh to us that he shall turn in thither. And it fell on a day that he came thither, and he turned into the chamber and lay there. And he said to Gehazi, his servant, call the Shunammite. And when he had called her, she stood before him. And he said unto him, and he said unto him, say unto her, behold, thou hast been careful for us with all this care. What is to be done for thee? What is thou bespoken for the king or the captain of the host? And she answered, I dwell among my own people. And he said, what then is this to be done for her? And Gehazi answered, verily she has no child, and her husband is old. And he said, call her. And when he had called her, she stood in the door. And he said, about this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. And she said, nay, my lord, thou man of God, do not lie unto thy handmaid. And the woman conceived and bare a son at that season that Elisha had said unto her, according to the time of life. And when the child was grown, it fell on a day that he went out with it to his father, to the reapers. And he said unto his father, my head, my head. And he said to the lad, carry him to his mother. And when he has taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon and then died. And she went up and laid him on the bed on the man of God and shut the door upon him and went out. Amen. Verses 32 through 37. And when Elisha was come into the house, behold, the child was dead and laid upon his bed. And when he went in therefore and shut the door upon them twain and prayed unto the Lord, and he went up and lay upon the child and put his mouth upon his mouth and his eyes upon his eyes and his hands upon his hands and stretched himself upon the child, and the flesh of the child waxed warm. And he returned and walked in the house to and fro and went up and stretched himself upon him. And the child sneezed seven times, and the child opened his eyes. And he called Gehazi and said, call the Shunammite. So he called her. And when she was come in unto him, he said, take thy son. And when she went in and fell at his feet and bowed herself to the ground and took up her son and went out. Amen. Amen. We thank God, amen, for the reading, amen, of his word. Amen. And this may be a familiar passage of scripture, amen, to some, amen. But it's just God brought this passage, amen, to me. Amen. I just noticed something because I heard of both of these women, amen. But I don't know. I never took account, amen, that they happened, in the same chapter, amen, in continuous verses, amen. So I thought that was just, amen, kind of, amen, interesting, amen, on today. But in our scripture, amen, we read, amen, from the book of 2 Kings, amen. I'd like to give just a little bit of history, amen, before, amen, we dig in, amen, to where the Lord is leading us on today, amen. So 2 Kings, amen, the book of 2 Kings, along with, we know, 1 Kings, amen, it describes a period of, describes a period of monarchy or the royal family, amen, of Israel. Amen. So this royal family, amen, if they don't have nothing, amen, the Queen Elizabeth and her family, they ain't got nothing on this family, amen, the royal family of Israel, amen, just a whole nother ballgame. Amen. So mostly, 1 Kings and 2 Kings, they mostly describe, amen, the reign, amen, of the kings after King Saul and King David. Amen. So these books, amen, provide the readers, amen, they give them the assurance, amen, that the information that they need to move forward, amen, in their present times, amen, with solidly grounded faith, amen, in the one God who controls both nature and history. Amen. So when you read Kings, amen, 1 and 2 Kings, and even when you read, amen, 1 and 2 Chronicles, amen, it gives you, amen, good information, amen. It should solidify your faith, amen, that God has complete control, amen, over nature and of history, amen. Because we know that in Kings, amen, every king wasn't, amen, didn't obey God. Every king didn't follow the Lord, amen. But no matter that, amen, God still showed his hand, amen, mighty, amen, in these accounts, amen, in 1 and 2 Kings, amen. So these books, they maintain that this all good and all powerful God, amen, oversaw the destruction of his chosen city and temple, amen, and the exile of his chosen people into Babylon because of Israel's great sinfulness. Amen. So, amen, this all-powerful, all-knowing God, amen, even though he oversaw all this stuff that was happening in Israel and to Israel because of their sinfulness, yet there remains hope that God, amen's chosen royal line had not yet come to its end, and God remained ready to forgive those who repent. Amen. So even though Israel had disobeyed God, they have turned their back on God, amen, God still showed, amen, that his hand was still upon them. Amen. Their end has not yet come, and God was still yet there waiting for them to repent, amen, waiting to forgive them. Thank you, Jesus. And the same God, amen, is present today. God is not sitting there waiting, amen, to punish us, amen, but he's waiting for us to turn back unto him, waiting, amen, to shower his grace and his mercy upon us if we just turn back to God. Thank you, Jesus. So in this chapter of 2 Kings, the fourth chapter, amen, of 2 Kings, we read of two women, amen, who was ministered to during the ministry of the prophet Elisha. Amen. Now, at this point, amen, in chapter 4 of 2 Kings, amen, Elisha's mentor, Elijah, amen, had already been taken up, amen, into heaven, amen, by the chariot of fire. Amen. And he had, and not only that, but Elisha received, amen, what he asked for. And he asked, amen, Elijah, amen, before you go, amen, I want you to give me a double portion, amen, of your spirit, amen. In other words, give me a double portion of your spiritual power. And because Elisha, amen, sat under Elijah, and Elisha saw God move through the prophet Elijah. So before you go, I just want you to give me a double portion, amen, of your spirit. Amen. And Elijah said, amen, amen, here's what we'll do. Amen. If you see me taken up, thank you, Jesus. And if you see me taken up, thank you, Jesus, then you go get what you asked for. Amen. And when the chariot of fire came, amen, and caught up Elijah, amen, amen, his mantle fell, amen, and Elisha caught it. Thank you, Jesus, amen. And even in the midst of that, amen, you got to realize that Elijah was still grieving. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Elijah was still grieving. And so he caught the mantle and he struck the water, and the waters divided. Thank you, Jesus, letting Elijah know that God is with you. Women, I want you to know that God is with you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. So let's go to these women, both these women. Thank you, Jesus. This widow woman, amen, verses 1 through 7, this widow woman, amen, who is the mother who experienced what was common in those days. Now, what would happen is if a family member or a spouse would die, amen, what would happen sometimes is that the debt will fall on the wife or the spouse. And so that's what happened to this woman. This wasn't unusual, amen, in this time, amen. So this woman fell into a situation. Thank you, Jesus. She fell into what we call indebtedness. And it was usual, amen, for those, amen, in ancient times, amen. And what would happen was, what could happen, amen, in this situation, amen, that this woman or anybody that was caught in this situation, amen, they could lose all their property, their home, their fields, amen. And ultimately, amen, they could lose their freedom to the debtor. Amen. So this woman was about to lose her only two sons, amen, to her husband's creditors. Amen. So Elisha asked her, amen, what do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do? Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And amen. So he asked her, what do you want me to do? Amen. And then he asked, and she told Elisha, amen, what the situation was. Amen. She said, amen, your servant, amen. She lets Elisha know that your servant, amen, my husband, he's dead. And you, and she said to him, now, you know, Elisha, that he loved the Lord. He revered the Lord. But now his creditors are coming to take my two boys as their slaves. And so Elisha asked her again, so how can I help you? Now, that seemed like a crazy question. Now, I done told you, amen, that my husband done died. And now his creditors are after me, amen, and they about to take my two sons. And now your next question, man of God, is that, how can I help you? What you mean, how can I? I can give you a few ways of how you can help me, amen. But she lets him know, amen, Elisha asks her, so how can I help you? Tell me what I can do, amen, what I have to do in your house. Amen. So she says, amen, your servant, amen. Now Elisha asks her, now, how can I help you? Now tell me what you have in your house. Now she replies by saying, amen, your servant has nothing, amen, at all, amen, except a small jar of olive oil. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I don't have nothing else in my house, amen, amen, but this small jar of olive oil. Amen. So you got to realize, amen, that in this time, amen, that there's a barter system. Amen. So I don't have nothing else, amen, but this little thing that I have. Amen. This small jar of olive oil. Amen. This is all that I got. Amen. So he gave her an instruction. Thank you, Jesus. He said, go around and ask all your neighbors, amen, for some empty vessels or some empty jars. Amen. And then he went as far as to say this. Don't just ask a few people. Don't just ask, amen, two or three people. I want you to ask as many people as you can. Amen. Everybody that you see, ask them, amen, for vessels, or ask them, amen, for empty jars. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And he said, then go inside, amen, and shut the door upon you and your sons. Amen. Pour oil into all the vessels, amen, as each vessel or each jar is filled, amen, put that one, amen, to the side. Thank you, Jesus. Now, you can imagine, amen, her thinking, amen, I don't know about anybody else, but I like to, amen, parallel it, amen, or bring it to today. I can imagine her thinking like, you know, I told you, amen, I got this little jar, amen, of oil. Thank you, Jesus. And you want me to go out and get and ask people for empty jars, go inside my house with my sons and pour oil into all these jars that you want me to get. Thank you, Jesus. But nevertheless, thank you, Jesus, she followed the instruction. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So that teaches us today, amen, that if we really want to experience, amen, amen, the power of God, there sometimes we have to follow, amen, the instruction. Amen. So the scripture said, amen, that she left Elisha. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And she went and shut the door behind her and her sons. Thank you, Jesus. And all her sons, they brought the jars, amen, to her. Amen. The scripture says, amen, that she kept pouring into all these jars. Thank you. She poured into one jar,
That filled up. They put that to the side. Amen. She poured into another jar. That filled up. Amen. And she put that to the side. Amen. And amen. She kept pouring, amen, oil into jar after jar after jar after jar after jar until all the vessels, all the jars, amen, that she had got, that she had gained from all her neighbors, amen, to all of them were filled. And she said to her sons, bring me another jar. And her son said, Ma, there's no more jars. There's no more jars. And then she said, amen. So her son told that there's no more jars left. Amen. So not only was she able to pay, amen, the debt, amen, that was left from her husband, amen, but she was able to pay the debt, and she was, and her and her son were able to live off the rest. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So even in that, amen, God took what was little, thank you, Jesus, amen, and he multiplied that, amen, and he was able to provide for her, her sons, and they was able to live off the rest. Thank you, Jesus. God is still able to do that today. I don't know, amen, you may feel like you just got a little bit in the tank on today. Amen, some of us, you may feel like you just, what so many people may say is, I'm just tapped out. Thank you, Jesus. Tapped out, got nothing left. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. But put it in the hands of God. Thank you, Jesus. And watch God work it out. Thank you, Jesus. But as we continue to read on, I mean, we read of another woman. Thank you, Jesus. That's from the land of Shunem. Thank you, Jesus. Now, this woman, thank you, Jesus. Amen. She saw that the prophet, amen, will often come through past their house or past their town. Amen. And she thought, amen, that her and her husband, you know, we got to provide a place for the man of God to stay. So she went to her husband and said, amen, let's build an extra room to our home to house the man of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And so her and her husband, they did that. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. They made a small room. And not only did they make a small room, amen, they add on a room to their home for the man of God. Amen. But they furnished it. They put a bed, a chair, amen, and a candle in there so the man of God can have a place to lay his head, amen, and sit and be able to see. Thank you, Jesus. And so Elisha saw what this woman did, and he sent his servant, amen, Gehazi, to ask the woman, amen, to call the Shunammite woman to her. And he said, you went through all this trouble, amen, for me. Now, what do you want done for you? Amen. Can you speak on the behalf? Do you want the king to speak on your behalf? Do you want, amen, what do you want? Amen. And the woman replied, she said, I have a home among my own people. And Gehazi said, a senator to Elisha, she has no son of her own, and her husband is old. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So Elisha, amen, speaks a word into this woman's life. Amen. He says to her, he says, around this time next year, thank you, Jesus, you're going to have your own son in your hands. Thank you, Lord. And now the woman, now look at this woman's response. Now, amen, now the widow woman, amen, she just kind of, you know, it's not clear what the Bible doesn't record anything that she said. She just simply went out and did as the man of God said. Amen. But this Shunammite woman, she done received the word that by this time next year, you're gonna have your own son in your arms. So now she said, now, man of God, man, don't fool with me now. You know, don't get my hopes all up. Thank you, Jesus. And, you know, have me out here looking foolish. Amen. Amen. But how many know that every word of God is true? Amen. And sure enough, amen, by that time next year, amen, this Shunammite woman, amen, had her own son in her hands. Amen. The scripture says, amen, that the child grew and one day was in the field, amen, with the reapers, amen, with his father. Amen. And the scripture says, amen, that the child began to complain that he had a pain in his head. Amen. And amen. And it's just funny, amen, how, you know, you kind of equate the same thing today. Amen. That he went to his father and said, God, dad, my head. And the dad said, you know, sent him, he said, go to your mother. Because amen. How many know there's a touch, amen, that your mother gives that can't nobody else give. Amen. Can't nobody else give. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. It goes to the fact. So to the point, amen, that even, amen, your father could beat you and you'll cry out for your mother. Thank you, Jesus. And your mother could beat you and you'll still cry out for your mother. And your mother beating you. Thank you, Jesus. It just worked like that. Amen. It just worked like that. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. It's a certain touch, amen, that God gave a woman, amen, for her child. Amen. So he sent the son, amen, to, amen, his mother. And the woman, and the Shunammite woman, amen, grabbed, amen, her son and sat her son on her lap. Amen. As she's holding her son, amen, her son dies in her arms. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. This same son, amen, that God promised, amen. This same son, amen, that God delivered on the promise, amen. This same son dies on her lap. Amen. And now the woman calls her husband and said, amen, send me one of the servants and a donkey so I could go to the man of God quickly and return. Amen. And now during this time, amen, amen, that when the prophets, amen, will come, that they will only see the prophets on certain days. Amen. So the husband said, why go to him today? Thank you, Jesus. Amen. It's not a new moon. It's not a Sabbath. Amen. So why are you going to go to the prophet today? There's not a day that we go to the man of God. Thank you, Jesus. But look at the woman's response. Thank you, Jesus. If you read it in the NIV, amen, the woman said, that's all right. Thank you, Jesus. And the scripture said that she saddled the donkey and said to her servant, lead on and don't slow down, amen, unless I tell you. Thank you, Jesus. In other words, drive and go forward. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I understand the husband. Now the husband, he in legalistic mode right now. This is not what we do. Amen. But the mother in her, this mother said, you know what? That's all right. You stay here. Thank you, Jesus. She got on a donkey with her servant and said, you drive and go forward and don't you stop until I tell you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. So they was on their way to see the prophet Elisha. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And the scripture says that when Elisha saw her in a distance, amen, that the man of God sent his servant Gehazi and said, look, the Shunammite woman is coming. And amen. And he sent Gehazi, amen, out to meet her. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And Gehazi, amen, asked her, he said, are you all right? Amen. Is your husband all right? Is your child all right? Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And she responded, amen, to Gehazi and said, everything's all right. But when she reached the man of God at the mountain, amen, she took hold of Elisha's feet. Thank you, Jesus. And now this is not something, amen. Now she's breaking all types of rules right now, amen. First of all, you're going to see the prophet, amen, on an off day. Thank you, Jesus. Not only that, but now you're touching the man of God. Amen. And then the servant Gehazi went to go try to push her away, but Elisha said, leave her alone. Thank you, Jesus. Leave her alone. Amen. She's in bitter distress. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. But the Lord has hidden it from me, and he has not told me, amen, what's the matter. Amen. So thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. So Elisha said, amen. So the woman went to Elisha, and she said, did I ask you for a son, my Lord? Amen. She said, did I tell you, amen, don't raise my hopes? Amen. In other words, she said, Elisha, did I tell you don't get my hopes up? Amen. Did I tell you, amen, amen, don't fool me? Thank you, Jesus. So Elisha said to, amen, his servant said, take your cloak. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And into your belt. Amen. In other words, Gehazi, I want you to go to this woman's house. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And I need you to gird up your loins. Amen. Tuck your cloak underneath your belt because I don't need you not hindered by anything. So grab your clothes. Amen. Gird yourself up. And I need you to get to this woman's house. Thank you, Jesus. And not only that, but I want you to take my staff with you. Thank you, Jesus. As you run. Amen. And as you're running to this woman's house, if somebody says hi to you, don't even respond. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody says, somebody tries to stop and greet you, amen. Don't stop and greet nobody, but just make your way to this woman's house with my staff. And when you get to this woman's house, and when you get to the boy, I want you to place the staff on the boy's face. Thank you, Jesus. So this is Elijah's instruction, amen, to his servant. Amen. But the scripture says that the woman's, amen, but the child's mother said, oh, surely. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, Lord. I'm not going to leave Thank you, Jesus. You, amen. I need, in other words, amen, I need you to go yourself to my house. Thank you, Jesus. So the scripture says, amen, that when Elisha, thank you, Jesus, got to the woman's house, amen, he went up to the room where this boy was lying dead. Now, this boy wasn't asleep. He was dead. Thank you, Jesus. Dead, cold. Thank you, Jesus. No life in him. Amen. No sign of life nowhere. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So Elisha went up, amen, went to the house, amen, and he went to the couch where the boy was lying. And the scripture said that he went into the room and he shut the door on the two of them, and he had a conversation with the Lord. He began to pray. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And we read it in the scripture that he put his hand on the boy's hands. Thank you, Jesus. He put his mouth on the boy's mouth. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. And he put his eyes on the boy's eyes. And the scripture says, amen, that the boy's, amen, body grew warm. Thank you, Jesus. Yet, amen, though the body grew warm, thank you, Jesus, amen, there was still, amen, amen, no sign of life. Amen. So Elisha turned away and walked back and forth in the room. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Then he got on the bed and stretched out on the child once more. And the boy, and the scripture said that the boy sneezed, what, 7 times, and his eyes opened. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And then Elijah said to his servant, call the Shunammite woman. And he did. And when the woman came and she took her son, and she came in and fell at his feet and bowed down to the ground. And then she took her son and went out. Thank you, Jesus. Now, why did God bring these two women to us today? Two women, what can we see in these two women? Amen. We got two different situations going on. Amen. One woman, man, lost her husband and in debt and about to lose her son. Thank you, Jesus. Then you got the Shunammite woman, amen, who was not a poor woman, but she was a wealthy woman. Thank you, Jesus, who has a living husband, but no child. Amen. And when God tells her that she's going to have a child, amen, and God gives her the child, the very child that God gives her dies, not only it dies, but dies in her lap. Thank you, Jesus. So what can we glean, amen, from this word today? What can we glean from this word today? Thank you, Jesus, that no matter where we are in life, amen, life happens. Thank you, Jesus. I mean, how many know that life happens? Amen. It doesn't matter. You could be rich or poor, amen, life happens, amen. But what we can find in this scripture, amen, that there's a common denominator, that though life happens, thank you, Jesus, that there is a God that has all power. Thank you, Jesus, that there is a God, amen, that neither slumbers nor sleeps, amen, that the same God that's on the mountaintop is the same God that's in the valley. Thank you, Jesus. It doesn't matter what the situation is, it doesn't matter how dark it gets, doesn't matter how bright it gets, God is still God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So no one woman was greater than the other woman. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So we don't have to compare ourselves. Amen. We don't have to try to compare ourselves, amen, from generations past. Amen. We don't have to try to compare ourselves, amen, to those today. Amen. But all we have to do is be the servant that God has called for us to be on this day. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So though these two women, amen, had differences, amen, in their stories, amen, there's one common thing. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Is that God has all power in his hands. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. The same God, amen, that created the fire, amen, is the same God that created the ice. Thank you, Jesus. The same God, amen, that created the sunshine, amen, amen, in the summer and spring season is the same God, amen, that's with you, amen, when it's cold and when it's dark and it's raining. He's the same God. Thank you, Jesus. There's a song I like to listen to, amen, and the song said he's the God of the hills and the valleys. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, he is. Amen. He's the God of the hills and the valleys. Amen. No matter how dark and gloomy it gets, amen, God is still God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Amen. So I don't know, and I'm going to go act like I know, because Elisha, in the scripture, amen, Elisha didn't act like he knew what the Shunammite woman was going through. Thank you. He said, he plainly said, amen. He said, amen, God has not revealed to him, thank you, Jesus, amen, what the matter was. Amen. But Elisha made himself available. Thank you, Jesus, to be used by God. Thank you, Jesus. And so here we see, amen, that even in the worst of situations, thank you, in the most desperate situations, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. These two women are examples, amen, of how to truly trust God. When it seems like all hell is breaking loose, amen, we could grab hold to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Amen. These women, amen, are testaments. Amen. Amen. That though you may be at your last dollar, amen, though, amen, you may be staring death in the face. Amen. We serve a God. Thank you, Jesus, that cannot, amen, be overcome by death. How do we know that? Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Remember the last time that death and God got in the same room? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Over 2,000 years ago, amen, death. Amen. Jesus, amen, laid his life down. Thank you, Jesus. Allowed death, amen, to take you home for a few days, amen. But on the third day, he got up with all power in his hands, amen. So that let you know the last time death and God got in the same, amen, death, amen, was overcome. That's why Paul said, oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory? The sting of death. Woo, my God and my Savior. Thank you, Jesus. And look at that, amen, the saint, amen, the very ones, amen, to declare this message that God has over, amen, that Jesus has overcome death, amen, the very ones to declare the message was once a mother, a woman. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. So no matter what, how hard it gets, you could be male or female. Thank you, no matter how hard it gets, God is still God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So I don't know, amen, what the situation is today because, amen, I was, amen, seeking the Lord and communing with him. And on these days, amen, on holidays like this, amen, thank you, Jesus. For some, amen, it's not so easy. Depends on your situation. For some, it's not easy on days like this. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. But one thing I do know, no matter how easy or hard it is, amen, God is still God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God is still God. Thank you, God. No matter what it is, God is still God. No matter how desperate, amen, you may think your situation is, amen, God is still God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, he is. Thank you, God. So be encouraged on today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Rest assured, amen, that he is who he says he is. Thank you, Jesus. God has not forgotten the words that he has spoken in each and every one of our lives. God has not forgotten, amen, amen, the vessels that he created us to be. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You may feel like that last jar, amen, the widow woman had. That last jar, amen, and you just, Lord, you know, I'm pouring out, amen, and I'm just about emptying it, and I don't know if I could pour out anymore. Thank you, Jesus, but just pour it, pour out anyway. That's like the woman, that widow woman, she poured, and she kept on pouring, kept on pouring, kept on pouring, kept on pouring. Thank you, Jesus. Keep going. Thank you, Jesus. Keep going. You may feel like you can't go no more. Keep going. Thank you, Jesus. Feel like you can't pray no more. Keep going. Feel like you can't praise anymore. Keep going. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, God, for your word on today, Father. We thank you, oh God, for being who you are. Father, you said in your word, oh God, that you're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And we thank you on today that there's no shadow of turning in you, oh God. Father, we thank you, oh God, that you see us where we're at right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you, oh God, for the mothers on today. Oh God, we pray a special blessing upon them on today. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus. First, Father, that you would strengthen their hearts even now, oh God, encourage them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, you know where they're at. Oh, God, you see your daughters, oh, God. You see them right now in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Father, you hear their hearts cry, Father, and I pray in the name of Jesus that you will strengthen them in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, oh, God. Let them feel your embrace, oh, God. Let them feel your strength, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you on today. We thank you, oh, God, that every lie, oh, God, that the enemy has spoken, oh, God. We thank you, oh, God, that you are dismantling that right now in the name of Jesus. Father, you said in your word that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. We thank you, oh, God, that they are fearfully and wonderfully made. We thank you on today. We thank you, God, for the gifts and the talents that you place within the woman, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, oh, God, that you placed in them, oh, God, that man can just cannot do. And we thank you, oh, God, for your women that you have called, oh, God. We thank you, Father, that for those, oh, God, that are taking a stand for righteousness and true holiness, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask that you would strengthen them, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Look on those grandmothers, oh God, those mothers, oh God, those aunts, oh God, in the name of Jesus, those godmothers, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, look on them, oh God, strengthen them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, and we praise you, oh God, and let everything that they touch, oh God, everything that they do, oh God, let it prosper, oh God, for your glory, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, comfort those on today, oh God, that may be grieving, oh God. Comfort those, oh God, that may be in sadness on today. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that your joy, oh God, will strengthen them even now. For you said in your word that the joy of you, oh God, is their strength. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, I thank you on today, Father. I praise you on today, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Heal, oh God, where you need healing needs to take place, oh God. Deliver where deliverance is needed, oh God. Set free, oh God, the captive on today in the mighty name of Jesus. God, you are still God. And we thank you on today that you are still yet reigning on the throne, oh God. Heaven is your throne, oh God, and this earth is your footstool, oh God. And we say thank you on today in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we love you. We thank you and we praise you. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.